Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. An earthquake with a magnitude of 4.3 has awakened a number of people in the San Francisco Bay Area. The United States Geological Survey says the earthquake was just east-southeast of Berkeley. It occurred at around 3 a.m. Pacific time. No word on injuries or damage. President Trump is praising Charlie Kirk as a great American hero and a martyr for freedom. Trump made the comments during a memorial service Sunday in which he described the attack on Kirk as an attack on the country.
He didn't deserve this. Our country didn't deserve this. And anyone who would make excuses for it are just out of their mind. Charlie's murder was not just an attack on one man or one movement. It was an attack on our entire nation.
The audio courtesy of Turning Point USA, the memorial service for Kirk drew tens of thousands of mourners, including Vice President J.D. Vance.
President Trump praising Charlie Kirk as a great American hero and martyr for freedom as he and other prominent conservatives gathered Sunday to honor the slain conservative political activist whose work they say they must now advance.
The assassin failed in his quest because Charlie's message has not been silenced. It now is bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Kirk's widow, Mrs. Erica Kirk, will take over Turning Point USA, the organization he founded. She spoke through tears at the memorial.
Everything that Turning Point USA built through Charlie's vision and hard work, we will make 10 times greater through the power of his memory.
She also told the packed State Farm Stadium in Arizona she forgives his killer. Vice President J.D. Vance knew Kirk well.
They tried to silence our dear friend Charlie Kirk, and today, tonight, we speak with Charlie and for Charlie louder than ever.
Kirk was assassinated September 10th on a Utah college campus. Tyler Robinson, a 22-year-old, has been charged with the killing. I'm Julie Walker.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports Britain, Canada, and Australia have formally recognized a Palestinian state.
Several countries led by Britain have granted diplomatic recognition to a Palestinian state. This move by the UK, along with Canada, Australia, and others, reflects growing unhappiness and anger over Israel's ongoing military offensive in the Gaza Strip. It also reflects the widespread displeasure over Israel's policies in the occupied West Bank. That includes stepped up and increased settlement instruction. Those settlements, of course, are aimed at preventing and undermining the establishment of a future Palestinian state as part of a two-state solution.
Canada, Australia, and the UK have joined some 140 other countries in recognizing a Palestinian state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday that those countries are giving a huge prize to terrorism and that it will not happen. He says there will be no Palestine state west of the Jordan. Prime Minister Keir Starmer said on Sunday that a two-state solution would possibly bring peace.
Ordinary people, Israeli and Palestinian, deserve to live in peace, to try to rebuild their lives free from violence and suffering.
More countries are expected to recognize a Palestinian state at this week's UN General Assembly. I'm Donna Water.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he has good memories of President Trump. He's urging Washington to drop its demand to surrender his nukes as a precondition for resuming long-stalled diplomacy. This is AP News. President Trump is defending AG Pam Bondi.
President Trump ratcheting up his discussion of pursuing legal cases against some of his political opponents. Saturday, posting on social media, pressing Attorney General Pam Bondi to move forward with investigations, including one into New York Attorney General Letitia James and her mortgage, and a possible threat case against former FBI Director James Comey. Trump posting that his administration is being criticized for a lack of action, then posting his support of Bondi and Sunday defending her.
She's doing a great job. Pam Bondi is doing a great job. I think Pam Bondi is going to go down as one of the best
attorney generals of the ages.
Trump also says he's nominating White House aide Lindsey Halligan as the top federal prosecutor in Virginia after the U.S. attorney there was pushed out. That's the office investigating Letitia James. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers pushed for more military-to-military dialogue in a meeting Sunday with China's Premier Li Qiang, a rare congressional visit since the U.S.-China relations soured. Li welcomed the delegates, calling it an ice-breaking trip that will further the ties between the two countries. The delegation was led by Representative Adam Smith.
We certainly have disagreements and will have disagreements, but open dialogue is absolutely crucial.
Smith is a Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee and says both sides were in agreement on the overarching aim of the visit.
Trade and economics is at the top of the list, but we are also mostly representatives of the House Armed Services Committee, so very focused on our mill-to-mill conversations.
Smith referencing military dialogue.
An emerging TikTok deal with China will ensure that U.S. companies control the algorithm that powers the app's video feed, and Americans will hold a majority of seats on the board overseeing U.S. operations. That word coming from White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt in a Fox News interview Saturday. A central question has been whether the popular social video platform would keep its algorithm after the potential divestment of Chinese parent company ByteDance. Congress passed legislation calling for a TikTok ban to go into effect in January. President Trump has allowed TikTok to keep operating in the U.S. as his administration tries to reach an agreement for ByteDance to sell its U.S. operations. In Chicago, ICE denies using excessive force as it broadens immigration arrests there. At the same time, crime victims' families say Chicago violence is a problem, but sending in troops isn't the answer. WLS covering another protest Friday against the Trump administration's immigration enforcement actions outside an ICE facility where the Democratic Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton said it's not about public safety.
This is about instilling fear, sowing discord.
President Erica Sagrams there protesting.
I'm, a white person, U.S. citizen. I can't imagine how scary it is for neighbors who are undocumented.
Marcus Charles with ICE spoke to the AP.
We have a lot of targets in the area, and we want to make sure that we can arrest as many of those as possible to get them out of the community.
The operation began September 8th and has led to the arrests of nearly 550 people. I'm Julie Walker.
Democrats Senator Chuck Schumer and Representative Hakeem Jeffries are demanding a meeting with President Donald Trump in an effort to keep the government running past a September 30th deadline. The two Democrats said Saturday that at Trump's insistence, Republicans have refused to enter talks, which is what Schumer said on Friday.
Stonewall, scapegoat, shirk responsibility. They're doing exactly what Trump told them to do.
On Friday, GOP Senator John Barrasso said Republicans do want to keep the government open, but the Democrats don't.
The Democrats, based on what I believe is the Schumer strategy, is a shutdown strategy. It is their goal to shut down the government.
Following Saturday's statement from Schumer and Jeffries, there was no immediate response from the White House. The House approved a Republican proposal to keep the federal government funded into November, but the measure failed in the Senate. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Indian government expressing concern Saturday about President Trump's latest push to upend American immigration policy, dramatically raising the fee for visas that bring tech workers from India and other countries to the U.S. The president Friday signing a proclamation that will require a $100,000 annual fee for H-1B visas, meant for high-skilled jobs that tech companies find hard to fill. Trump also rolling out a $1 million gold card visa for wealthy individuals, moves that face near certain legal challenges amid widespread criticism he is sidestepping Congress. I'm Julie Walker.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s vaccine advisors have changed their COVID shot guidance. They have declined to recommend the shot to anyone, leaving it up to people who want it. Vaccinations have been recommended as a routine step in the fall, just like the flu shot. But new advisors, like Retsef Levy, want the CDC to adopt stronger language around claims of vaccine risks.
I think that I hope that we all can agree that there is a problem here.
The FDA has already placed new restrictions on this year's shots from Pfizer, Moderna, and Novavax, reserving them for people over 65 or younger ones who are deemed at higher risk. Dr. Henry Bernstein at Hofstra University is worried what could happen next.
When vaccine coverage decreases because of loss of confidence, outbreaks happen.
The panel narrowly avoided urging states to require a prescription for the shot. I'm Ed Donahue.
He was known for hits such as More Than I Can Say and I Fought the Law.
I fought the law and the law won.
Sonny Curtis, who was also a member of Buddy Holly's band, The Cricket, has died at age 88. Curtis was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012 as a member of The Crickets, but he wrote hundreds of songs for performers such as the Everly Brothers, Bing Crosby, Glenn Campbell, Bruce Springsteen, and The Grateful Dead, and the theme song for the Mary Tyler Moore Show in the 1970s.
The world on with her smile.
Curtis died Friday at age 88. I'm Donna Warder.
You're gonna make it after all.
The last two remaining dates in singer David's U.S. tour and multiple stops in his upcoming European tour have been removed from ticketing websites. That development comes as authorities continue to investigate the discovery of a decomposed body of a teenage girl in Los Angeles found inside an impounded Tesla. Celeste Rivas Hernandez was 13 years old when she was reported missing in April 2024. Several news outlets have reported that the vehicle is registered to the singer, while police have not yet confirmed that. David's scheduled performance in San Francisco and his last U.S. tour stop in Los Angeles are now both marked as canceled on Ticketmaster. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Grammy-winning songwriter Brett James has died in a plane crash in North Carolina. Authorities said the crash involved a small plane with three people aboard. There were no survivors. James is known for hits like Jesus Take the Wheel and When the Sun Goes Down.
Jesus Take the Wheel.
James was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2020. He left medical school for music. The plane was registered to him, but it's unclear if he was the pilot. He was 57. I'm Haya Panjwani.
California will be the first state to ban most law enforcement officers from covering their faces while conducting official business. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed the measure into law Saturday. It prohibits neck gaiters, ski masks, and other facial coverings for local and federal officers, including ICE agents, with some exceptions.
That's Trump's America, but it is not the America we've grown up in. And so we're pushing back against this.
It's a direct response to recent immigration raids in L.A. where federal agents covered their faces while making arrests.
The impact of these policies all across this city, our state and nation, are terrifying. It's like a dystopian sci-fi movie.
However, critics say California doesn't have authority over federal agents and could endanger local officers. Newsom also signed measures to limit immigration agents from entering schools and healthcare facilities without a warrant. A gunman opens fire during a wedding at a country club in Nashua, New Hampshire, Saturday, killing one person and wounding two others. Authorities say 23-year-old Hunter Nadeau is under arrest. The wedding DJ says someone hit him over the head with a chair, slowing him down. Wedding guest Tom Bartleson says it was chaos.
We heard about six shots and everybody ducked for cover, and next thing we know, we're rushed into safe spots.
Officials say the shooting victim was 59-year-old Robert DeCesar, and there is no known connection with the shooter. Bartleson says the gunman did say something.
He said the children are, you know, safe and free Palestine.
Investigators say it's too soon to determine a motive. Less than a week after Luigi Mangione was in court in New York for his state case in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, his lawyers are urging a judge to bar federal prosecutors from seeking the death penalty, arguing authorities prejudiced his case by turning his arrest and perp walk into what they call a Marvel movie spectacle, and by publicly declaring their desire to see him executed. In April, Attorney General Pam Bondi said they'd seek the death penalty. President Trump returned to office with a pledge of reviving federal executions, which President Biden had put on hold. Meanwhile, in the state case, the judge took the terrorism charge off the table, citing it was being misused. Mangione still faces state charges of murder too, which carry a 15-year-to-life sentence. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. Army is confirming the deaths of four Special Operations soldiers aboard a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter that crashed near Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. The helicopter was on a routine training mission west of the base when it crashed about 9 p.m. Wednesday. Officials say the soldiers were part of the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment Airborne. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street Friday to close out a record-setting week. The S&P 500 index rose 0.5%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4%, the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.7%. All three indexes hit an all-time high for the second straight day. FedEx helped lead the market after delivering a stronger profit than analysts expected. The price of gold continued its sharp rally. Stocks have widely been rallying on expectations that the Federal Reserve will continue to cut interest rates in order to give the economy a boost. The central bank lowered them for the first time this year on Wednesday. Damian Troisi, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The defending Super Bowl champion Eagles rallied from 19 points down to beat the Rams 33-26 for a 3-0 start. Jordan Davis blocked a potential game-winning LA field goal and returned it 61 yards for a touchdown as time expired.
I want to make sure that we ended the game right. Didn't know I was going to go that fast. Didn't know I was going to make it all the way to the end zone. Just started running and my legs carried me from there.
The Bucs, 49ers, Chargers, and Colts improved to 3-0 and the Chiefs earned their first win. College football, Miami jumped LSU and Penn State into the number 2 spot behind Ohio State in the AP Top 25 poll. MLB, the Blue Jays became the first American League team to clinch a postseason berth with an 8-5 win over the Royals. Las Vegas star Asia Wilson won the WNBA MVP award for a record fourth time, and Hall of Fame goaltender Bernie Parent has died at 80. Aaron Rodgers has continued his ascent up the NFL's all-time leaderboards.
Good to be mentioned with those guys.
The 41-year-old Steelers quarterback and four-time MVP eclipsed two major passing milestones in Sunday's game at New England.
You know, it means I've played a long time.
Rodgers passed former Packers teammate Brett Favre for fourth place on the league's all-time touchdowns list with his 509th career TD to DK Metcalf from 12 yards out in the second quarter.
I grew up in, you know, Niners quarterbacks were my favorite, and then Brett, and then I got to play with Brett.
Rodgers also eclipsed Philip Rivers' 63,440 passing yards to move into sixth place on the NFL's all-time list.
Had a friendship through the game with him for years. Loved watching Phil play. You know, just his mannerisms, his lack of swearing, trash talk.
Pittsburgh improved to 2-1 with a 21-14 victory. The Los Angeles Dodgers have drawn 4 million fans this season for the first time in franchise history. Los Angeles is the first MLB team to draw 4 million fans in a season since the New York Mets in 2008. The 2025 Dodgers are only the 10th team in MLB history to do so. The defending World Series champions hit the mark Sunday in their regular season home finale against the San Francisco Giants. The Dodgers list the capacity of Dodger Stadium at an MLB-high 56,000. The International Olympic Committee has confirmed that Russian athletes will compete as individual neutral athletes at next year's Milan Cortina Winter Games. This decision follows the same approach used at the Paris Games. Restrictions remain for Russian athletes in the military or those supporting the invasion of Ukraine. The IOC clarified that it has never discussed banning Israel from the Games. The Milan Cortina Games will take place in northern Italy from February 6th through 22nd. Security concerns are heightened due to recent pro-Palestinian protests. A judge ruled Friday that the teenager charged in last year's shooting of San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall will not be tried as an adult. Prosecutors sought to have the case transferred to adult criminal court because Pearsall could have died. The teen's attorney said his client has been a model prisoner while in juvenile detention the past year. Police say Pearsall was walking to his car after shopping at luxury stores in San Francisco's downtown when the suspect allegedly tried to rob him at gunpoint. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Jordanian Field Hospital in Gaza City's southwestern neighborhood of Tal al-Hawa received orders to evacuate on Monday morning, according to a senior health official. Dr. Munir al-Bush, director general of the Gaza Health Ministry, has told the AP the hospital has at least 300 patients, as well as medical staff and family members of the patients. The order came as residents reported that troops were approaching the facility, with dozens of families trapped in their homes and shelters around the hospital. The military has already ordered all Palestinians in Gaza City to head south to central and southern Gaza Strip. It's also told aid workers in private messages that all humanitarian sites except hospitals must evacuate. Russia and Ukraine have swapped accusations of deadly drone strikes on civilian areas of their countries on Monday, as Zelensky tries to give momentum to a US-led peace effort, offering a ceasefire and a summit meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Moscow has taken issue with some of the proposals, however, and an end to the bloodshed appears no closer. At least seven Russian aircraft bombed Zaporizhia overnight into Monday, killing three residents and injuring two more, according to regional administration head Ivan Fedorov. A parking lot and critical infrastructure across the city were targets. Teams cleared debris and evacuate the injured. While in Sumy, a security guard was injured in an overnight drone strike at an unspecified facility, according to the head of the regional administration. Rescue workers douse flames as fires tore through residential buildings. I'm Charles Diladesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous US only.